Good morning, I'm Alicia Miller.
And I'm Joe Straub. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
There's been a lot of good news in all of the fall sports here at Garrigan. First, there's football, where last Friday the Golden Bears qualified for playoffs for the 14th time. The Bears were assigned to what many call the toughest district in Class A this year, but they ended up taking runner-up honors in that district. Football playoffs have become one of those things people just sort of expect at Garrigan, but it is a really big accomplishment. The playoff pairings were announced last night, and the Bears play their opening round game next Wednesday. We're all crossing our fingers that this might be another team like last year's that flies under the radar all the way to the championship game.
The Golden Bear volleyball team has also been enjoying a great playoff run. After getting a bye in the first round, they easily beat Corinth Wesley Laverne. They then played a tough game against Westman Mallard to claim district championship and advance to the regionals. They began the regional tournament Thursday by taking on Lorenz Marathon on their home court. Congratulations to the girls on their march through the playoffs.
The big news today, though, is cross-country. Just like football playoffs, it's becoming routine for the Bears to compete at state cross-country. This is the fifth consecutive year a Golden Bear team has competed in the state meet. This year, it's the Golden Bear girls who are doing most of the running. No one exactly knows how the meet will go, but we're expecting good things from the girls, who haven't lost to a 1A team all year.
At the core of the girls' cross-country team are Tammy Lollier, Kelly Black, Maria Kohlhaus, and Carrie Courtney, who have all been part of back-to-back-to-back state qualifying teams. Each year, they've set a new school record for low team scores at districts. The team's newcomers, Shannon Miller, Joanne Frecking, and Taylor Brandenburg, have also added a lot throughout the year. The girls will be running in the Class 1A race this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Kennedy Park, north of Fort Dodge.
The girls aren't alone in representing the Golden Bears at state. Senior Chris Scobach qualified for state for the second straight year. And like the Garrigan girls, he's rated among the top runners statewide. Chris will be running in the boys' 1A final at 2:30 this afternoon. There will be a send-off for all the Garrigan runners at 9:15 this morning on McCoy Street by the front door of the school. We encourage everybody to head over to Garrigan for that and to then head down to Fort Dodge to cheer the Bears on to a victory.
Next Saturday, we'll have the Bishop Garrigan Extravaganza, a biannual event that features the talents of students, faculty, and alumni from the school. The variety show includes drama, music, dance, and improvisation. Speech director Mary McCall is organizing the event, which will come off next Saturday night, November 4th. Mark your calendar and prepare for a great time.
The annual Bishop Garrigan magazine drive just got underway. Each year, Garrigan students sell magazine subscriptions to raise money for the student council, which in turn supports lots of different school activities. Prices are the same as those offers you get in the mail, and by renewing through the school, you get to keep your money here in town. 40% of the price stays right here at Garrigan. The drive will continue through November 9th, so be sure to find your favorite Golden Bear and get those magazines renewed today.
The Bear Facts airs at around 8:45 every Saturday. That's a great time for a lot of people, but it's awkward for many others, including a lot of us students who are sleeping or just getting up around that time. To help with those who have trouble hearing the show, we've started putting audio files of the Bear Facts on the school website. If you miss the show, you can go to GarriganUnlimitedWeb.net and click on Bear Facts to find our audio archive. You can hear this week's and last week's show, as well as selected programs from the past. That's just one of the many ways the Garrigan website keeps on growing.
This week's Senior Spotlight shines on Logan Wood. Here to tell you more about him is Brent Kayeski.
If you looked in the Garrigan yearbook, you might have thought Logan Wood was a model. That's because there are a lot of pictures of the Whittemore native posing as lifeguard in his swimming trunks. Logan spends a lot of his time in computer classes. There's a good chance you've seen his work if you've checked out the Garrigan website. He plans a career in communications, and we wish Logan the very best in the future.
Thanks, Brent. On our Golden Bear calendar today, there's state cross country in Fort Dodge. The girls run at 2 p.m., and Chris Scobach competes in the boys' race at 2:30. Also today, there's ACT testing, and the Garrigan Quiz Bowl team competes in the meet at Ankeny.
Daylight savings time begins tomorrow. Many Garrigan students will be headed to Lamar's for the Diocese of Sioux City Catholic Youth Rally.
Monday is the first turn-in day for the magazine drive. Tuesday is Halloween. We have a Respect Life service that morning, and that night are the volleyball regional finals.
Wednesday we'll have Mass for All Saints Day, and that night the football team begins playoffs. Then on Thursday, our yearbook editors will be selling ads for the 2007 Garrigold yearbook.
Next Friday, the senior class picture, which was postponed earlier this fall, will be taken. Saturday, there's a quiz bowl at Algona High and the state solo dance competition at Pella. That night, the gym will come alive with the Garrigan Extravaganza.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Ooh.